Officials in several states continue to count votes from last week's U.S. presidential election. But on Saturday morning, as more results came in from Pennsylvania, media organizations, including CNN, projected that former Vice President Joe Biden would win the presidency, and they changed his title from Democratic presidential nominee to U.S. president-elect. Mail-in voting was a major factor in Pennsylvania. CNN analysts say incumbent Republican President Donald Trump had a big lead over his Democratic rival on the night of the election itself. But as voting officials made their way through hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots, the count shifted dramatically in Biden's favor. And Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes put Biden over the 270 he needed in all to clinch national projections. There were celebrations and protests across the country. Supporters of President-elect Biden gathered in streets, singing and honking car horns to cheer the Democrats' victory. Supporters of President Trump also turned out, as the Republican incumbent said the election was stolen and that he would challenge the results in court. Several world leaders sent congratulations to the president-elect, saying they looked forward to working with the new American administration in the days ahead. Some also thanked the current president for his support over the last 4 years. On Saturday night, Joe Biden addressed the country in his first speech as president-elect.
The people of this nation have spoken. They delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory. And I'm humbled by the trust and confidence you placed in me. I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you. And for that is what America, I believe, is about. I said at the outset, I wanted to represent this campaign to represent and look like America. We've done that. Now that's what I want the administration to look like and act like. For all those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself. But now, let's give each other a chance.
You heard him say he'd lost a couple times. As a U.S. senator from Delaware, Biden ran unsuccessfully for president in 1988 and 2008 before he was nominated and elected as vice president in 2008. Then he served two terms in the administration of former President Barack Obama until President Trump was inaugurated. With this year's election coming shortly before his 78th birthday, Biden is the oldest president-elect in American history. His vice presidential running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris from California, also makes history. Her mother was Indian, her father is Jamaican. So Harris is the first woman and the first woman of color to become U.S. vice president-elect.
And to the American people, no matter who you voted for, I will strive to be a vice president like Joe was to President Obama, loyal, honest, and prepared, waking up every day thinking of you and your family.
Election results are not final. What's still to be determined are complete vote counts in some states, as well as the makeup of the House of Representatives and the Senate. That could have a major impact on the next administration's ability to get its priorities passed in Congress.